And the International Space Station is expected to be back to normal today after those two spacewalks to make repairs. 20 years ago, NASA launched another repair mission, sending a crew aboard the shuttle Endeavour to fix the Hubble, the world's first major space telescope. Optics expert Robert Gonzalez of Tufts University helped and looks back at that mission.
T-minus 10, go for main engine start. We are go for main engine start. T-minus 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
Engineers have discovered that the giant telescope has a warped mirror.
One of the mirrors in the Hubble Space Telescope is out of shape. And as a result, the pictures are sending...
Well, I have to admit that fixing the Hubble was a piece of cake. Fixing a car window which won't go up and down, that's a challenge. Yes, I can pretty much fix almost anything. That characteristic of mine goes back to my childhood. My dad had a 1940 Ford, and I knew that car inside and out. I could take it apart, and I could fix anything in that car. In fact, my son Paul got that gene. You know something? Paul hasn't quite really learned the skill of putting things back together. Everything you see in this house, actually, I built. I decided to put a grand staircase in. I built that staircase myself. It has curved banisters and whatnot, and so I had to figure out how to make the curves. It took me 8 hours to make that first joint of a curve to another curve. Then the second one, it took about an hour. And then the third one, it took about 20 minutes. They launched the satellite in April of 1990. And when it got to be almost July, I remember thinking, well, when are they going to start showing the pictures? And my wife, Pat, and I were down to South Carolina, where we had a home at Port Royal Plantation, with the beach across the street. It was a nice spot. And I heard on TV that morning that there was a problem with the satellite, that they couldn't seem to focus it. And I said, well, that's crazy. Of course they can focus it. So I remember as we were walking along, I was looking back at the footprints in the sand, and we had our shoes off, and the water was washing in. And I saw the footprints were getting blurred out. And I said aloud to Pat, you know, this problem with the Hubble telescope, I think I know how to fix that. And she was all excited. She says, Bob, call NASA. I said, yeah, I'm going to call NASA. Well, next morning, 10 in the morning, I got a call from my secretary. And she says, Bob, you got a phone call from NASA. I said, really? What are they calling about? I said, they want you down on the day after the 4th. They want you down there on the 5th. I said, they called looking for me? And they said, yeah, they called looking for you. And so, of course, when NASA calls and the country's in trouble, then of course we're going to respond. So I went down to Washington on the 5th, and sitting around the table in that first meeting with all these, immodestly I might say, outstanding optical people, it looked like the start of an Agatha Christie novel. And I remember after some time, I said, you know, I teach my students in the image processing course that if you want a good image, take a good image. And I encouraged all those around the table to think seriously about finding a prescription to fix this Hubble. If you wear glasses, an optician will sit you in a chair and he'll put the glasses, click, click, this better, this worse, click another one, he'll keep changing all the lenses until he figures out what your prescription is. Well, because the satellite is up in the sky, there was no way to click test lenses into the optical path to try to figure out what was wrong. The only thing you could do, really, was to look at the image of a star and from the image of a star try to deduce what the aberration was. And very quickly, we found out that when they ground the mirror, the primary mirror, they ground it too much. Well, too much was 2 microns. Now you ask, well, how big is 2 microns? Well, a hair is about 100 microns. And this was 2 microns. So it's like 1/50th the size of a hair was ground too much off the lens across an 8-foot diameter. And it blurred the images out dramatically. Now, how do you get a lens in front of a camera where tolerances like 2 microns are important? Essentially what they did was they built a robot, and the robot would get a hold of that correcting lens, and then essentially a robot arm had to go and click into place, and it had to be done with enormous precision. It was a mechanical engineering feat to get that done. And it was absolutely obvious from the very first glance of the very first star that we had nailed it. And the image was just as sharp and clear as could be. My grandkids say, oh, Papa can fix anything. And I find that when you're trying to fix things, really, all you have to do is have one thing, and that's guts. You have to feel that this is not beyond me. I can fix this.
And our portrait of Professor Robert Gonzalez was produced by WBUR's Tim Skog. Quick note on a tragic moment in space. Beyoncé is being criticized for using a NASA clip reacting to the 1986 explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger in her new song, XO.
Obviously a major malfunction.
Your love is bright as ever. Astronauts and widows released statements saying that one brief moment is emotionally difficult for them. But Beyoncé responded that the song was meant to memorialize the 7 who died. It certainly has made us think of them. You're listening to Here and Now.
Before they turn the lights out. Your heart is glowing, and I'm crashing into you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.